I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress back to order. Time is 4:03. Do we have any reports of select committees? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Appropriations Committee met today to consider ONCA 2001, an act to amend 15 ONC 1A103A, 1A104D, 1A105, 1A107, 1A108, and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments, with 4 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Edwards, Whitehorn, 2 no votes from Big Horse and Stabler. Committee also met to consider ONCA 2004, an act to amend 15 ONC 1A101 and 15 ONC 1A112, and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments, with 3 yes votes from Walker, Stabler, Whitehorn, 2 no votes from Potts and Edwards, and 1 absent Big Horse. Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 2005, an act to authorize $35,000 to be spent out of the Capital Asset Fund for the purchase of a tractor to be utilized by Bird Creek Farms, and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments, with 5 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Big Horse, Edwards, Whitehorn, 1 absent Stabler. Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 2006, an act to appropriate the amount of $99,950 to the domestic violence or to domestic violence for the purchase of a building, and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute, with 5 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, Walker, Stabler, 1 absent Edwards. And the Appropriations Committee met to consider action on the auditor of the Osage Nation, and the committee recommendation is as follows. The committee recommends the REDW LLC as the auditor to provide the nation's annual audit for fiscal years 2019 through 2020, in the amount not to exceed $370,536. Final committee actions do recommend, with 6 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Big Horse, Edwards, Stabler, and Whitehorn.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Edwards.
Just for clarification, in the ONCA 2006, I'm shown absent because I was not participating in the vote. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
Again, for clarification, so when we're tracking who was in the meeting and out of the meeting as required now by record, I will not be counted as absent. Thank you.
Movement. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2001, 2004, 2005, and 2006 on general order day 2 on today's agenda.
Motion. Motion on the floor. Was there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion passes. We're now on general order day 2. Start with ONCA 20-01, an act to amend 15 ONC section 1A-103A, 1A-104D, 1A-105, 1A-107, and 1A-108 to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Walker.
Other Budget Control Act.
Noted. Seeing none, ONCA 20-01 will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Next is Bill Number ONCA 20-04, an act to amend 15 ONC Section 1A-108 and 15 ONC Section 1A-112 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Walker. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Walker.
Page 2, line 51, after thereof, insert the Osage Nation Congress shall ensure that the requirements set forth in the Matching Grant Fund Act 15 ONC Section 20-101 at SEC are met by appropriations to avoid forfeiture of a grant due to lack of post-award approval and coordination with the Osage Nation congressional sessions.
Second. Motion and a second. Thank you. Any other amendments? Seeing none, ONCA 20-04 will advance to general order, day three, on today's agenda. Next is ONCA 20-05, an act to authorize $35,000 to be spent out of the capital asset fund for the purchase of a tractor to be utilized by Bird Creek Farm and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 20-05 will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Next is Bill Number ONCA 20-06, an act to appropriate the amount of $99,950 to domestic violence for the purchase of a building to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of order, the amount of funding changed.
Say again. Congresswoman Stabler.
The title changed in committee, and it's changing the amount and also changing the direction from where the fund is coming from.
Mr. Speaker, it's correct in the committee version. The title doesn't change until final.
Here. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 20-06 will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I'm the sponsor of ONCA 2007, and after it was advanced this morning to general order day two, although I spoke to everybody in the executive that I believed is working on the bill, as well as Chief Standing Bear, I had a conversation with him, and he's requesting that I not move forward with this. Possibly he's wanting to reorganize Department of Natural Resources with a name change, and so at this time, I move to withdraw ONCA 2007.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Now we are on general order day three, where amendments are voted on. Received. Bill Number ONCA 20-04, presented by Congressman Walker. The amendments, page 2, lines 51, after thereof, insert, the Osage Nation Congress shall ensure that the requirements set forth in the Matching Grant Fund Act 15 ONC Section 20-101 et sec are met by appropriations to avoid forfeiture of a grant due to lack of post-award approval in coordination with the Osage Nation Congressional Sessions. Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
So by that language is the intent to mandate that if a grant is applied for by the executive branch and is awarded, then the Congress is mandated to match it regardless of the amount of money involved or whether funds are available?
No.
Because it seems to indicate that you are ensuring that, and I don't know how we ensure that, given we don't control how much money there is or how much money goes out.
Congressman Walker.
The ensure language references the language that already exists in the matching grant fund bill. And there's nothing in that bill or this amendment that says that the Congress shall appropriate any specifics. It basically says the shall ensure that the requirements that are in the matching grant fund are met by appropriations. I took the enforcement language out that was initially in the bill to avoid forfeiture of a grant due to lack of post-award approval and coordination with the Osage Nation Congressional Sessions. It was pointed out that the matching grant fund already has language in there that enables the executive branch to go after grants that weren't specified in an appropriation request. Be that as it may, the executive branch felt that it would strengthen their ability to go after those grants or apply for grants that weren't necessarily identified and were not affected with post-award approval or coordination of the grants because of congressional sessions. I see this as kind of strengthening language. I don't see any offensive nature myself, and neither does the executive branch. So.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, we discussed this in committee, and it references the matching grant fund, which I believe was passed. I can tell you exactly, the 24th of April in 2015, everybody voted yes on it. So I believe that we all at that time noticed and recognized, but I'd like to read the purpose of the bill. I don't see the need for this to be in the Budget Control Act. The findings and purpose, section 2, of the reference language says the Osage Nation Congress finds that many of the nation grant applications require a match commitment to be submitted with the application, and the matching funds are being appropriated after the grant has been approved. These grant cycles and applications occur year-round, many of which have deadlines that are not available to be coordinated with congressional sessions to ask for approval of required appropriations. The Osage Nation Congress further finds that the nation does not currently have a dedicated cash pool to ensure the funds are available prior to applying for new grants requiring a match, and that it is prudent and sensible to set aside a portion of money now and in the future to ensure the available of necessary monies to help fund the Osage Nation's approved matching grants in future years and avoid having to forfeit a grant due to lack of post-award approval and coordination with the Osage Nation Congressional Sessions. I support this, and we all did that were on Congress at that time. And I think it's unnecessary that it says that that the amendment says that we are going to ensure an appropriation. There's no way for us to do that unless they come and let us know how much money they need, which is what the grant fund is all about. I will not be supporting this language because I supported it through passing the matching grant funds bill. And I still support having available cash resources in that fund that are not earmarked for specific grants to enable our grants department to go out and apply for grants as they see needed to serve the people of the nation. I feel very strongly it doesn't need to be in our Budget Control Act, so I will not support this amendment.
Any other further discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The amendment passes. ONCA 20-04 will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Congresswoman Lemon.
Would it be prudent to ask for a recess for engrossment and then return to the call of the chair? I so move that.
Motion and a second. We're in recess to the call of the chair.
Anything else from that bill you want
to put in? Say,
you want to put some more language from that bill in here?
Huh?
Want to find any other bill?
Oh, he did. Okay, I missed that. Sorry.